Look at that view, Ion. We finally got
off the ground.
I couldn't find the right button. I was trying everybody every decade.
It was a white knuckle fuck.
It was a white knuckle fuck.
Yeah, white knuckle fuck. We beat our hair off on the headboard, Bob. That's all we could do.
Okay, Greg. Take it away, Greg.
Lord, Stephen Katz, we didn't think that was ever going to end. Gomez, you're doing a great
job.
He's
here.
Hold on.
I'm here. Okay, got it. All right, babe.
He's the ears are bleeding.
I couldn't get off the ground.
Get a tourniquet. Get a tourniquet and put around his neck, Jenny Bell. Stop the bleeding. Fly the tourniquet quick or it bleeds out of his ears.
Okay, Greg.
Hi,
Greg, has some questions.
Thanks, Bob.
We're so sorry. We're so sorry,
okay, Greg.
GQ. We're so sorry. We apologize. We're sorry, 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 sorry. Sorry you had to go through all that. It was sad for us, too.
All right. Apology is accepted.
Ugh.
Dive in, Greg. Don't let him wallow in his anti-Bob attitude. I've got Bob's forehead today, so Ion better be nice.
I thought you were making
the environment of my birthday is still lingering.
Yeah.
I said it's a birthday week. You gotta have a birthday week, Bob.
So
not a birthday.
It's been 10 minutes. Is the chicken done yet?
No chicken in the
Black
oven.
History
no chicken
Month
in the oven.
Bob's the anti-environment of the Black History Month.
You mean
so
Gomez?
Bob's birthday month.
Gomez.
Go ahead, there.
Gomez. Adam.
Go, Greg. Go.
Ion, we've got some reports. And of course, you can address the validity of these reports, but they're measuring radiation levels inside the plant at Fukushima Purple that now far exceed the previous high levels that occurred right after the three reactors' cores kind of went south. Of course, they found the big hole, you know, underneath the containment, and are going, oh my gosh, look at what, has dropped into the center of the Earth. Can you comment on what has caused this huge spike in radiation levels?
Well, we told you that already, remember? We said that the rods are still plummeting to the center of the Earth.
Remember that, yes. Now,
it specifically was reactor number two. It was reactor number two. It's so high.
Describe the occurrences that would cause this massive spike.
The fuel has collapsed. And in its collapsing, then it pulls it into, oh gosh, you can go up to 100,000 sieverts.
And what they're experiencing now, they're describing actually as unimaginable. Can we presume that they're just keeping the story quiet, that this degree of radiation is actually escaping from the property? Or are they just trying to downplay the fact that it's in the containment?
Well, they put it out that it's higher now than it was. So that wasn't very, if that was their intention, that wasn't very smart, was it?
But is this radiation level getting into our atmosphere?
Absolutely.
So this is a blue plate day for the changing environment.
Dude, it was after Groundhog Day, Mom's birthday.
Yeah, I think I'll have to claim this one, Greg.
I need it.
Bundle was getting a little weak.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me tell you, you knocked it out of the park with this one because
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Smoking on purple.
Oh, you named it after me.
Well, it would have been happening on your birthday, Bob, so that's it.
Somebody asked me if I had a good day. Yeah, I did. We had a good day, Heather. I think it was Heather. I don't know.
Very good.
Somebody asked me.
Now, these rods, Ion, that you speak of in Reactor 2, in relation to the surface of the ground, can you give us a depth at which these rods are doing their thing?
37 miles.
I find it
deep.
Somewhat deep. Yes, I got that. I find it somewhat difficult to comprehend that when they say we send a robot in and the radiation is so high, the robot's only good for like 2 hours, and the radiation
smokes. They're saying it's only like 530 sieverts. It's about, like I say, at least over 1,000. That's all they're saying. That's why they say it's unimaginable, because they've never seen it before. Yes. so far.
Yeah, and they don't even have a method of measuring it accurately. They're doing it through some
That's the change. It's the same problem that others are having with registering the negative pH. Others are having the same problem doing that as well.
So all we can see at this point might be the effects of the irradiation or the effects of the negative pH.
Affects, yes.
Greg, ask him what's the difference between E and A and see what he says to you, effects and affects.
In regards to this affect and effect, give me a differentiation between these two words in this regard.
Did you get E-I-E-I-O?
Effect is a change that is a result or consequence of an action or other cause. Affect is to have an effect or make a difference. So do we stick with those two definitions?
Those are perfect. We like them. We think they're perfect.
Okay. Bob, do you think sometimes Ion uses affect and effect weirdly? You're on mute, Boob.
I get the message. So in McLuhanland, the effect is the sensory impact. The affect is more the emotional quality or tones. That's how I take it.
That's right sometimes. And Ezra Pound does, too.
All right. Someone posted something about Pound. I haven't had a chance to read it on the chat line.
Oh, it's some ridiculous banker, Asia banker, lit major bullshit something. Don't worry about that.
English lit major.
Don't go into the library.
Became a banker.
Don't go into the library to look that one up, Bob. It'll pass. It was just a little gas.
Now, Greg, are you satisfied with the difference between effect and affect or effect?
Yes,
affect?
I am. Satisfied between those two.
You're going to let us get away with E-I-E-I-O? Wow, that's cool.
No, I'm not. I'm not letting you get away with it. I'll do that later, privately.
Okay, what is the relevance of E-I-E-I-O in regards to this discussion with purple?
It's the variant of the consonant levels of vowels.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Well, it'll pipe. Put it in your pipe. You can puff on it later.
Okay, yeah, I've been looking for something to honk on.
Okay.
Jenny Bell's got a question, but before we go there, we watched the movie Deepwater Horizon, which you commented on extensively back in the day, Deepwater Horizon, the movie. And from what I read, I don't know how real it is, but the movie didn't make a lot of money. It kind of bombed, and obviously it was hellaciously expensive to make the set and all that. And what I realized was they didn't really make a villain. And I was wondering if that's one of the reasons that the movie just didn't do well, because people, saw all this mayhem.
There was no antagonist. There was no antagonist. That is what was wrong.
In Deepwater Horizon, Bob, that was the Gulf of Mexico oil spill off of the oil rig that they just spewed out for almost 90 days, and they would report that there was, 100 gallons a week going in, and Ion goes, it's 100 gallons a second. This was back in 2010, I think, and Ion would give us reports on how voluminous the oil leak was as compared to what they were reporting. It was a topic.
So you saw the movie, and you're wondering why it didn't become a popular or didn't get a...
That's right. Why didn't it do well? You know, BP owned the oil rig, but they weren't operating it. They weren't responsible for the, the shutoff valve that failed. I think who was responsible for those shutoff valves that weren't being maintained? What was that company?
Well, the ones who paid for it. It was a Halliburton thing, but actually, Coppice Bank owned those options, which is Lynn Cheney. So that's why it wasn't an issue. Jackson Hole, Wyoming. At least that's where the money checks went to.
Not enough antagonists. Well, the one that you love some has got a question. Love some.
We love us some Jenny Bell.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks, Bob.
Bob.
Thank you, Greg. Good questions. Yeah, Carolyn made this request. I just could draw it up now, so I think we'll get it out of her mind. So just bear with me for a quick second here.
Okay, no problem.
To talk to the Carolyn.
Yeah, post that, Michael. I have lost that. I don't seem to have it in my list.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I thought
he quit using his email. He quit using his email, so he's going to lose everything because he shunned us from it. So, won't that be fun? Better get you. Better do some backup. Better talk to the Carolyn, Bob. Do you some backup?
Evie goes Bob, 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 Bob. She tries to write it out.
It's like the Tower of Babel, for Pete's sakes.
Yep.
And one of the thunders.
Bobble.
And Charbobble, and when the thunder starts with ba-ba-ba-ba.
Okay, they're all doing it now. They fill in, sensory fill in. They must transcribe the effect of
Well, they got to have this. That's right, that's right. There you got to. That's where visual bias took hold, Bob.
Okay, Jenny, go ahead.
Don't let him distract you, darling. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, you'll distract me probably. Listen. The last time I asked about somebody rich, you got upset with me. But I'm going to try to ask about George Soros tonight because I really don't know anything about. Okay, I don't know anything about him. But what do you think about him? I mean, what's his deal?
He's trapped. He chose a path that Bob said is go set a watchman. You know Harper Lee?
Yeah.
Go set a watchman. Bob laid a trap for him, and he bit it. He bought into it.
Yeah.
He bought into the media ecology. He bought into the media ecology, saying that it would always be. He said, and he is funding and made money, which really isn't his money. It's the other people's money, but he's using that fame and power. Now, we aren't chatting about the Warren Buffett thing. Our position was your position of the presentation. Have a connection to us. You asked this one correctly because you're not including it into this world or our world or the world, you see, because you were referring to actually it's Howard, which is all right. Howard's the friend, and he's going to live. So Howard's much higher in the food chain. Now, George has got a thing where he's trying to push and make the least in the kingdom be the most in the staff, the least in the kingdom, most in the staff. Because they have to buy my papers. They have to watch my shows. They have to watch my TV. They have to read my news. They have to take care of my ba 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 ba. Just like the song went ba 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 ba. They have to do that ba 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 ba. And they're not. And now even Bob's not even ba ba buying anymore because he doesn't care either. And that's why the president doesn't even do it. He can run the entire country and then be the leader of the free world in 140 characters or less. And it is absolutely pissing a golden shower into George Soros' Kool-Aid. He's lost. People aren't buying it anymore. That's what's wrong with the price of pussy, honey. The high school girls are giving it away for free. No, everyone is their own media ecologist now. Everyone tells alternative news, alternative facts. Alternative facts. How do you say, isn't that like lying? No, it's not. They're alternative facts because they're as real as the other ones are. Sooner or later, they're as right as it go.
Now, speaking of the price of pussy, he funded that whole pussy movement in Washington and
he
around
did.
The globe.
It, he did.
Yeah, he
and
did,
it was
right?
Beautiful. It was, he did. He did, and it was beautiful. Because even on the Clinton News Network, they said pussy out loud for everybody. They did. They did. They said pussy right there on the TV. They did. They said it. And then Kellyanne got on there at that point, and she said, come on now, let's don't pussyfoot around. It was just too
I know.
Funny.
She was pretty funny. She's pretty funny. Now, Linda Sarsour, this organizer for the Women's March, is she anything?
No, she's not. They're just, they're even trying to drag poor old Cher into it. They got her old bones up out of the bed and drug her in there and put her finger on. They even drug her in there a little bit. It's fun. But now, Barbara Streisand, we love Barbara Streisand. She's okay. She's got it together. Now, you brought up an interesting topic, so let's go into it just a little bit. This world as we know it is not as we know it. This world as you see it is not as you see it. This world as you play it is not as you played it. Past tense. Past through perfect tense applies. Now you have, with simple unctions of direction and following instructions, which you do very, very well, you have now put yourself into a whole nother world. So the other world now, not in the underneath or behind or the upside down, it's none of that now. And you almost weren't there anyway. But you started having health-related issues based on that outside experience. So it was like you couldn't tell it was upside down until you felt it. Or you couldn't feel it till you felt it. Okay?
I'm following you.
And now what's happened is you've slipped back out of that position. So the world is different. You see things different. You're like Red Lobster. You see food differently.
I do.
You do. It's different now because the world is different. The world is different now. Colors are more vibrant. Opens are more bright. The conditions aren't as severe. There is no drama or trauma. Now, you get through that really easy anyway, but there's the place where the rubber meets the road. That's the only place the car is ever connected to the ground. That's the only place the car is connected to the ground. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now what happens is look at your meat state body. It's perfect. Your health is all good. Everything is happy. And it's all, there's no more pressure or overt pressure. No more overt pressure. Now, you'll still have the remembrance of it because there's always the Groundhog Day effect.
Hmm.
But after that, you're back to good. It's very exciting.
It is very exciting. It's very relieving, too. I'm very appreciative of that. In this new world, is this the new world that Trump is making a way for the, paving the way for the Lord?
Yes, of course. You know the vow judgments. You were aware of the vow judgments. You got them originally. You get them and you explain them. You understand. You're one of the few that actually understand the lampstand. And you also understand how that the environment is shifting and changing. And probably the only one on the planet that can do the formula by rote.
Ion, Lady Gaga, are you going to break up with her? Do you still love her? She's gotten pretty wound up with all this George Soros business.
No. Just wait. It's going to be dependent upon what she does tomorrow night at the Atlanta Falcons football game. If she does not make her statement, she's going to be fine. If she does her statement, which is hers to do, then we'll have to see about it. She has the capacity. See, we don't defer or have issue or problem when you have an issue. You can say any crazy thing you want. Hell, Bob would be in the pits of hell if he was judged for every damn thing he said. Bob gets away with everything. So can she. There's no problem. It's just when you diametrically separate yourself from your power and won't come back to your power, then we're through. Because if you're, you know, why are you talking, why are you setting up with the dead anyway? Let them die. Bury them. They're dead. Let them go. That's the point. Don't spend time talking about what the talking about the dead people did. You know, don't set up with the dead no more because the dead will start sitting up. So that's why you have it separate, so you let it go. And once you let it go, then there's no problem. When there's no problem, then you can go on with the living, the land of the living. The land is for the living. Life is for the living. That's why timber applied. Timber applied. Did you get, now, don't forget the threshing floor Don't forget the CO on the cooler, the threshing floor, the threshold will hold. Don't forget to check that. It's leaking.
Oh. So if Gaga spends any energy amplifying less than position, i.e. Trump and what he does, then that is an act of her giving up her power. Am I saying what you said?
She is in the seat, the blessed seat that the entire world will watch and rewatch forever. So her, like Bob's words, apply. In the application of those words, we are going to amplify those words even again. So whatever words she uses will never be restrict or replete from her diction ever again. So it's absolutely up to her, without fail or exception. You'll see. It's been quite the quieter. You'll see.
But she's not in the same position, say, as Meryl Streep, is she? I mean, Meryl doesn't have that much clout. Right, exactly.
No,
Gaga's in a totally different category.
She absolutely is. Then this is the issue. She has it. She's been graciously given it. Okay.
Yes.
Well, now, how does it go in the scriptures? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. So you can see how this flies. You can see how this flies. And it really doesn't, at the end of days, it's all shit, piss, and vinegar. It doesn't really make any difference at the end of days. However, it does affect the way people see ascension, how they see when she had her monsters, the monster ball, the monsters, her monster game, fame monsters. We took it and we did it the very craziest we could do it, just like we used to do the old payday. Just crazy, bad romance, ridiculous. I want your drama. I want your disease. All that nastiness. Khaleesi just danced her clothes off, if you remember back in the day. It was just over the top. And that's so, in a world then that was all conservative, Christian, Pat Robertson, genre-ed world. Well, now everything is upside down, and 2% of the population is a fucked up tranny trying to find their way back home, and now we have to live our whole lives in tranny land. Because 4 people are transvestites, and we don't have anything against trannies. We think they're wonderful, but why does the whole wide world have to be shifted because 3 trannies got a bad attitude? That's the point. If they're that powerful, they can make their own world. Well, maybe they have. But if they're that powerful, they can have their own Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, maybe they have. Okay, make us bring down the angels. You can have butt loving with the angels, too, if you want to. It's all right with us. You don't scare one of us. It's all right. Ain't no trouble right here in River City. No trouble. But don't make that a meme. There's a difference. Doing what you want to do is different than making the world do what you make them have to do.
You said about Gaga that the reason I asked you in a private session and you said the reason that you admired her or whatever was because she didn't fit in her world and she made her own world. So these guys could be making their own world, but instead they're forcing the world to accommodate their personal preferences, and it's just not necessary is basically what you're saying.
And that part, no matter what she says, will still make it okay. But she has the also decision to segregate this world. Okay, look right quick at the fifth trumpet. Look right quick at the fifth trumpet. You can do it in just a second. This is going to be probably more important than any other thing you do this week.
Just like on my lateral view chart, look at the fifth trumpet. Let me look.
Let's see. Notice what she's saying, everybody. Know what she's saying, the lateral view chart. Those are the words we said. No one else did it. Well, some did it. But the lateral view chart, that's what lays out each of the events and puts them side by side because a lateral, not an up and downer. And they don't occur one and then another and then another. They're all lateral. So the fifth trumpet.
The fifth trumpet is the inner kingdom of Revelation 9:1, which is the key to the bottomless pit. If you don't have the seal of God in your forehead, you will be bothered
by
with the inner kingdom.
God. By God, you fixing to see. By God, you fixing to see. That bottomless pit's about to open, y'all. We're there. We're there. We don't make a big to-do about it, but, ooh, it is just ever so fun. So tell us a little more about the fifth trumpet, Jenny Bell.
Let's see. If you don't have the seal of God in your forehead, you will be bothered with the inner kingdom. It says the internal struggle may never kill you. You just will wish you were dead. And then
banging.
Boom.
There you go.
banging. Yeah, and it was also interesting because at one point in the vile judgments, there's a part about the presidency and how the image keeps people enthralled and distracted, but the ascended watch and say nothing.
That's right. That's right. Just quietly alone.
Okay, so that was the fifth trumpet. Was that the trumpet were representative of the bottomless pit? Then there was the fifth thunder. You, as Creator God, must come to reap the earth, also referred to as the second coming.
Yes, that's right, that's right. That's the overcomers crowd, for the overcomers, the second coming. And this is the whole point where you're starting to sort out the goats from the lambs, the sorting. We'll call this the sorting. And we like the sorting. Well, we really don't care. We don't care. It doesn't bother us. We know how this goes. So it don't, you know, it don't stir us. But at the same time, it can be prolific for people that are trying to engage it. Like yourself, you engage it literally. And it took a while to get to a literal position. But you, unlike many, know what a threshing floor is for. And then you can take the chaff and separate it from the wheat. It's beautiful.
And that's in with David.
Hit the fifth lampstand while you're there, darling.
The fifth lampstand. Let's see. Mirror. Trumpet, seal, vial, judgment, harlot. I don't think we have the fifth lampstand. Let's see. I don't think there is a fifth lampstand.
Oh, you? My stars. How about that? So Brian never developed the lampstand then, did he? Well, I declare.
Well, I do declare. No, they're not on here. Yeah. Oh,
well,
they were the candlesticks.
That's right.
Okay, the fifth key. All right, let's see what they are here. You'll find it.
Jenny, while you're looking, that Linda woman is the leader of the Million Woman March. Is that who you were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Linda Santero or something?
Not Santero, but I'll give you her proper name.
She's a Muslim. She's a Muslim.
Sarsour. Yeah, she's a Muslim, and it's kind of interesting, Bob, because the whole thing was she wanted to represent to the American women that true freedom comes through the Sharia law.
Yeah.
This is her position. Now, this is similar to the, you know, how very fundamental Christians would say that true freedom for women come to obedience to their husband. They get free when they obey their husband. So, you know, it's 6 of 1, half dozen of the other, but nevertheless, Sharia law is a little different than Christian law in America. Christianity is not a theocracy in America. But that's
right.
Linda Sarsour.
Yeah, Alan Cabal reported that the demonstration in Europe chanted Ali Akbar, whatever it is, Allah, you know, praise Allah. That was chanted by the women in Europe during their march. Yeah, that ain't going to go too well in Trump land.
Yeah, it's a little crazy, but I think the whole thing is, again, it was just, you know, bringing all this these hysterical things together, and yeah, it's not definitely wasn't cool. Okay, now I'm looking for the seven candlesticks, which is the lampstands, but it doesn't pin them down one-on-one. I will have to check into this more thoroughly and look through my notes. I don't have them here with me.
Now, we posted the Chronicles. Did anybody find it?
I did. And he made 10 candlesticks of gold according to their form and set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left. I know
but,
that, right?
Okay, now bring your genie bell back.
But the 7 candlesticks, so the 7 lampstands are the 7 churches, which I didn't put that all together. Okay, so the 7 churches,
right.
When you said the 5th lampstand, which would be the 5th church, and that is the church of Sardis.
That's exactly right. Good, good, good. Are you going to call Brian tonight and tell him that unlike he, you have figured out the lampstands? He's only been asking since itch.
The thing about the lampstands, now it also relates to the amino acids, right? So those are coming in. Okay.
Bring it to Sardis.
So this one with Sardis, it said, unto the angel of the church in Sardis, write these things, saith he that hath the 7 spirits of God and the 7 stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. So is this referring to, say, the cell that's not yet achieved that level with the amino acids to be firing perfectly, so that it's saying, hold on to what you've got, but I don't find that this has been perfected yet? Is that what that's saying?
No, see,
okay.
It was the oldest and best defended city in the region.
So that sounds like a stronghold.
No, it's the dead church.
Oh, it's the dead church.
The dead. The dead's being represented here. That's the reason we keep saying don't sit up with the
dead.
Oh, don't
sit up with the dead.
There's been a run all the way through this. Revelation 3:1. It appears to be alive. It's got a reputation of being alive, but it's not.
So this is
the
dead church.
Is beyond its dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so this is the battle. Go back this way, Jenny Bell. You've been doing this for a bit. We drug you all over this land, dog after dog after dog. We drug you through this thing called life. And now all the things that you've learned and all the things that you know, all of a sudden you would make it a point to be sideways with something or sideways with someone. That's silly and ridiculous, is it not? And yet we're just making the point that at some point you have to sift it, a sieve, to sieve it a bit. Okay, the sifting, as you well know, is where they choose. And all we're saying is offend.
Mm.
Okay?
Correct. Ion, is this an accurate statement? There is no such thing as cause and effect. It is only my creation that is.
That's correct. But it's not whether you win or lose, honey. It's how you place the blame.
So cause and effect really are just an imagination of the mind. It's really
constant
creation.
Don't say it that way. Okay. Yeah. We got that. But don't even go that far. Why can't it just be the cause and effect are just the what you're using to see how it turned out? Win, lose, win, lose. Love you, hate you, love you, love to hate you, hate to love you. You know, what we do to Bob every day, you know. So look at the difference between Ephesus and Sardis.
The Church of Ephesians, that's the 7th church, right?
Oh, tell us just a little bit about that as comparing to the 5th one. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the Church of Ephesians, hold on. Wait a minute. It's not Ephesus is the first one. Okay, Ephesus is the first one. Sorry, I was thinking of Laodicea. Ephesus, Revelations, Trumpet, Key, 2:1. Let me go back there. unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, or lampstands, depending on which one. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them to be liars.
Or alternate truths.
Alternate facts, there you go. And hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
There you go. And there's the bump. That's what you're trying to get back. Now, we're not taking you there. We were using that to compare. See, the seven refers to in the first church of the space holders, the lines and spaces, by rote, as it were. We're going to do this for about 99 hours with Roxy, so don't worry. You'll be so fucking sick of hearing about lines and spaces, you will never want to hear about it again. So we don't want to do that with you. And we did a little section in the playlist, too. You're just going to love it. Oh, it's ready, by the way. We'll have to put it up for you in a minute. Wait, is it cool to put up the playlist before we played it, or no? Is that kind of silly, or no? Maybe, See, when there's no time, there's no trouble. But we're not gloating either. We're just saying this connection to the fifth church is where it opens up. Tell us some more about the fifth church.
The Church of Sardis?
Sardis.
It says that you have a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. So there's a couple people who make it. But for the most part, kind of sounds like they're messed up.
And that's what's happening here. You're coming to the place where for the first time, maybe they get to decide. See, that's the point. Maybe they get to decide. Now, do you know where Sardis is in real life?
No, I do not.
Sardis is in Turkey.
Oh.
Okay, now you see all the, well, so is Ephesus, all the things, all this bother, if you notice, is coming from those lampstands. The bother, or the pits of hell, is open there. Do you not notice? That's why else would you need to break? They aren't talking about Philadelphia, Patmos, ain't saying nothing about that, are they? And they ain't really fucking up Laodicea either. Smyrna seems to be all right. Ephesus is in Turkey, too. But there ain't no trouble there, is there?
Doesn't seem to be.
How many countries did Donald Trump make the ban for them?
Seven.
Ta-da! Now, do you remember the dragon, and you remember the beast, and you remember what the judicial part of this setup is?
Yeah.
The part that would come against the one who comes, the Trump.
Yes.
What did the little judgey do? He said, that's again the Constitution. And everybody just spilled their soup, giggling, spit Dr. Pepper all the way across the table. Illegal aliens don't have constitutional rights, for God's sake. We don't know what he's trying to legislate. It's kind of silly. But isn't it amazing how in one fell swoop, that arm of the beast said that this thing that connects the things, because you remember the 10 heads and the 10 thrones and the crowns and the European Union that we said is all gone? Remember, that's where all that was supposed to come from, and it's all gone. Now it's been redefined as in the line of the seven. You see that? We got it, Greg. GQ, we got it, We're doing good now.
Keep going.
Got it. So now what happens? You have a parallel that resets the entire European Union because they're gone. Pretty exciting. And the next thing is they're going after the papacy. Have you seen the young pope? He's a bull brummer.
They're going after the papacy. I don't know anything about that. the guy who's in there now, Francis or Pope Frank or whatever his name is?
Talk to the bomb man.
Ion's talking about a TV series.
Talk to the
right,
bomb
Ion?
Man. It is.
As a metaphor, Carol.
Well, yeah, she loves those. Carolyn adores our metaphors. She lives for them. It's so fabulous. She's the only one who really cares about them either. No one else does. That's why we love to talk to the Carolyn.
Yes, she does. She's very good. She's very she's very caring.
So
but
the
Young Pope is the TV show.
Yes,
it
is.
Bob.
Yeah.
And you get into Herbert W. Armstrong, the Baptist, the fundamentalists consider the Vatican as part of the Antichrist. So, or the beast. So
that's why
Trump is
doing
something like that.
That's why we brought it up.
Yeah.
That's why we brought it up. And the way it's being portrayed, because that media ecology has an effect. And you're fixing to see. We don't want God. We don't care if it rains or freezes. We don't want you to have a plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of your car. We want you to ascend, to come into your power, so that you can be a bride when the groom comes to fetch you away. So it can be coitus every day.
Yeah, watch Medici. Right. Watch Medici and Versailles for coitus every day.
Hey, 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 the Duke of Orleans, he does boys and girls. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, he does. he was actually more powerful than Louis the 14th.
Ion, oh my God, you are
more powerful than Louis the
14th
is his brother.
Yeah, you can
try to stir it up.
That's an alternate fact. That's an alternate fact.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
It's the duality, you know, conversation has to be at least twice.
Now what's happened, there's a huge amount. Bobby, send a little email to yourself. This little part here from to 10 to the 10 on the mark of your time, it's probably the most important word you've ever had said so far. So mark it. Send yourself a little email.
Which word?
The hooking up of the lampstands and getting you up to Sardis. And telling you exactly with the most pristine, precise detail ever of the current turn of events.
Okay, Ginny, did you say, what did I say to you? Louis the 14th, I don't know, it's done, right?
The Duke was more powerful than.
Yeah, Louis the 14th in some way, I don't know totally, but Ion said that the other day. I think he was a parallel worlder. Oh, yeah, he's still alive. That's the point. It's fucking that guy played second fiddle to Louis XIV is still here. Ginny, I address that to you, Ginny.
Yes, I'm listening, Bob. I'm thinking about what you're saying as you're saying it.
All right.
He's ambidextrous.
So, Ion, is the actor playing the Duke of Orleans in the series the real Duke?
No, he wouldn't do it. They wouldn't give him enough money checks. But he is at Saint Martin. He is at Saint Martin.
That's a big one. That's more important than the church's information.
Maybe. Well,
maybe.
Saint Martin connects us to the churches too. So you see this thing, everybody's having a bit of stray doubt. Well, not your people, Bob, but if you've been talking to the Bob man, you don't have doubt. But everybody else is in this sea of, oh my God, I didn't vote for him. Who is this person? Why can't I do this? You have 11 people on the planet that are mad, and they're presenting it like it's the whole wide world. Between
I was just going to bring that up. Yeah, listen to this, Ion. This is what I was just going to bring up. Headline, Obama's White House alumni fight Trump tweet for tweet earlier and harder than ever before. So it says, in the days since Trump assumed the presidency, an increasingly ardent and even aggressive army of formerly buttoned-up Obama administration alumni, aides, advisors, speechwriters, and spokespeople, have taken to their own social media platforms to rail loudly and publicly against pretty much every move Trump has made, undaunted by his 23.5 million followers and determined to tweet fire with fire. And these guys are former senior advisor Dan Pfeiffer, speechwriting directors John Favreau and Cody Keenan, speechwriter John Lovett, longtime Obama spokesman Tommy Vietor, Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes, and many others are flaming and fact-checking the new president up to a dozen times a day. What awaits them, Ion?
You'll Twitter. See.
We'll
You'll
see.
They were first compiled in the Middle Kingdom, and they were written in the 18th to the 21st dynasty.
That's mm-hmm. These tweets were composed then, did you say?
There's 200 chapters.
And the guy at the Louvre, the guy who got caught, you know, knife-wielding, machete-wielding at the Louvre, was an actual Egyptian slave, as we pictured them 4,000
right.
years ago.
And he's actual. Trying to get the, they're trying to get the accelerator to explain the difference between the myths and the origins of gods. That's in chapter 17 through 63. That's where that's all explained, if anybody's interested.
Right. So we're walking backwards for Jesus in Genesis. So we're now encountering a lot of actual Egypt, Ginny.
Okay, excellent,
Ginny?
Bob.
All right, thank you.
And the whole Paris Louvre thing, remember, Bob? I remember myself saying at one point in Paris, look, the Louvre again. We passed it every day we were there. And then the last two nights and day that Bob and I were hanging out with Bert and his wife and Hetty, we stayed in Hotel Louvre.
Oh, that's right.
Right across right. from the Louvre. We sat in that dining room for a day looking out at the Louvre. So we were babysitting it. You know, we figure we foiled the attempt.
Well, the attacker was there because of us. He was looking for us.
No, we foiled it. Please.
Oh, well, yes. Okay.
Well, they were installing the accelerator while you were there.
Ooh, and we were touching everything in sight.
They were gardening in the Chambord. They were accelerating in the Louvre. And there was some other thing was going
sewing
on.
In the morning, sewing in the noonday. Sewing
right.
in the noonday.
Roxy would know the third thing.
Bringing in the sheep,
okay.
Bobby. We're bringing
Let's
in the
bring
sheep.
Let's bring in the wow. Let's bring in the wow. Okay, thank you, Ginny.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you, Ginny. Make a note. This
thank
is very
you.
Important. There was good numbers. It affects osmium, too.
All right. Oh, I muted Ginny. Sorry, Ginny. Okay.
Muted us,
okay,
too.
Okay, Cha.
But it didn't work.
Let's have a couple of wows from you, Cha. Wow.
Oh, it's
Cha. Wow.
Cha.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. You leave Cha alone.
Where is she?
Stop it.
We ain't doing Cha. There's a 6-second delay in case she goes to cursing. We can mute her.
Good evening.
There's a 6-second delay. Hey, darling.
Can we get you a wow? Can we get a wow from you, Cha?
Well, I've got some very unpleasant wow questions.
Oh, there's no unpleasant questions, Cha.
We love it.
I'll mute you.
There's you only
cannot
unpleasant
use that answer. Word anymore. Unpleasant.
There's only,
you don't have any unpleasant
there's okay. only David Icke answers.
Well,
and violence. I will read your poem at your permission. I would like to read your poem at some point.
It was beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much.
I'm always writing poems. It's the way
but
I express myself.
It. We did help you with it. So we want to take a little credit for it, too. But we don't need credit.
Oh, bless
we have
you.
Money. We have money, so we don't need credit.
And,
but thank you.
And
well.
We were looking at your building last night on the Google. Carolyn found your address somehow, and we were looking at your building.
the Googler. It's quite impressive, by the way. But don't talk about that. She don't want to be all high and lifted up, Bob.
What floor are you
show
on?
Yours. Show your show yours, Bob.
No, I'm not allowed
isn't
to.
Isn't it the
not
fifth?
Allowed to.
Isn't it the fifth? Isn't it the fifth? Isn't the five? The pentad showing up a lot. Are you close?
Did
to
you say
Sardis?
Fifth floor, Cha?
Yeah,
five.
Close to Sardis.
Five.
Close to
because
Sardis.
The first floor, if we had the right building, the first floor street level is all these stores, right?
Yes, that's right. The shop.
Yeah, and there's a little door with a cage, a kind of, it's like a folding, protecting door, and it's sort of white. It's a small cage. Carol thought that was your door.
Yes, it's in the middle of the shop front, opposite
the
cottage.
Yes,
she's quite right.
All right, she figured it out. I don't know how she got your address, but she figured it out.
So
we're watching you, Cha. Don't make any false moves.
Did he say phallus moves? Did he say phallus moves? Do you make phallus moves? Oh my goodness! Do you have phallactic acid? Phallactic acid.
I've got to get my mind off to say.
Honey.
Gosh, I've gone quite red. Can I ask you about...
Hold on 1 second. Hold on just a second. This second. Bob, hold on 1 second. Break a little note at 19. Cha has an unpleasant question. Now, she's on the fifth floor. We're talking about the Church of Sardis. We're talking about where they open up the pits of hell and start dumping it all out on the earth. This is the Armageddon stage of the whole thing. And now she's got very abysmal questions to ask. Just make a little note. We've kind of worked this out a little bit already. So now, darling, do your damnedest, and we'll go with it.
Well, I'm also at that portal desk. So
stop.
22nd of September.
Stop. Lift your feet a little bit.
Okay. Away from the
now
desk.
Now, go ahead. Yes.
Will all constellations massed on the 22nd of September
be
folding in time on Earth?
No, there is no time on Earth. No, it would fold in your perception or your misconception of what you're called timing. So, yes, it'll fold it up like an envelope. Some would say envelope. But if you put it in the post and undo it, so you realize the envelope is just a flat sheet of paper. So is time.
Gosh.
That may be our best analogy ever.
Analogy
ever.
And it's
linear. Cool. But that's not so... That's not so nasty. Come on, get some nasty stuff, honey.
Listen for a response. What is the topic we just did?
Enveloping time.
Folding in time into an envelope, like an envelope.
And then you find out that if you undo the envelope, it's a flat sheet of paper, just like time.
And is the Earth like that? Folding in on itself as well, like a flat sheet of paper.
Not the way that damn David Icky-Icky says it, but yes, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Like that the damn vulture, Lemurian lizard people are going to come stick something up your bum hole when you're not looking. Ridiculous crap. It isn't like that. But it is quite enveloped, yes.
Hmm.
Because otherwise, how would you fit all those dimensions in the space of a pinhead? How would you fit a billion Earths on a pinhead if you did not have a waxing, waning kind of aversion to it all?
And it's curious that the reset that Dr. Carolyn has developed is also following the same principle you've just described.
Yeah, you had to talk to the Bob man, but yeah.
No, but, you know, Pico, tiny.
Tiny. Angstromish.
When the constellations are massed on the 22nd of September, what is the role of Regulus and Jupiter in the battle of ascending versus angelic?
They'll be fit for the Battle of Jericho.
And will
it's
they
the
be...
Planet.
Will all the 12 planets and stars be beaming energy? Are they in favor of Earth, or are they anti some of them, the conquered ones?
Neither, 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 nor. Neither, either, either, nor, or either. It's not about a positive. You're slipping into icky land, that there's some nasty, inky darkness is going to come consume you, or there's going to be a light that comes on, the light of Zartha that comes so brightly that it blinds you and you can't see, just like Paul or Saul or that Tarsus bub on the Damascus Road, you know. It's going to overwhelm us in our little deity status. Our little deity stated status.
Hmm.
See, we say you're going to be a god. Well, we say you are a god, but you're trying to figure that out. So all this energy and blah, 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 whatever these words are you just used to describe something that was something, is a way to bring it back around to say, oh, that may be more powerful than me. Now, we did make the reference about Gozar the Gozerian, and the first question out of the mouth is, are you a god? And if you say no, then the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man gets come to eat you alive. See, that's the rub with this God business. You got to get on with it once you're in it. And that's the point. So your question is valid, but it's not some ickiness that this energy that's going to be repelled or attracted or consumed or begat or begot, all those kind of things won't really matter.
So,
it won't really affect it, you see.
So are the constellations a reflection, rather like the candlesticks or the churches, of actually what's happening in each individual god? Are they folded in as well?
We'd like to say maybe.
Because you mentioned previously that the sun itself would radiate from the god as opposed to a god needing the sun. So I wondered if the planets had similar...
That's exactly right. But we didn't want it. We weren't trying to say that you had to be brighter than the sun, but you will be. We didn't want to say that, but you will be.
But that's an effect of the isotopes or something, or the changing. So what is the population of the collapsing parallel worlds that collapse as Earth's population diminishes?
Well, you have to ask it a different way.
Hey, Chad, let's go back. You said isotope or something. Would you agree with that, Ion? The changing, the isotope effect that Chad was referring to?
The constellation reflecting the changing isotopes in each individual god.
Is that juxtaposing too many factors, Ion?
Possibly.
Yes.
Yes, there's your answer, yes.
So the second part of the previous question, I understood from what you said previously, Ion, that the parallel worlds are collapsing, and I wondered if that was associated with the Earth's population diminishing. I noticed that you never referred to more than four figures when you gave parallel world numbers, so there can't be more than 9,099 parallel worlds.
Okay. Well, see, numbers are alphanumeric, so it's like angles.
Are they all multiplied by several factors each time, then?
Yes, each angle. So, it's like half-lives, they never end.
Will these numbers collapse as the Earth's population diminishes?
Yes.
Will that happen suddenly?
Yes.
And so... where will this population go? Will they expire if they're not human?
You got to go in a different way, darling.
One of the things I wondered was, like the anti-Trump people trying to go to Canada, will people who are threatened by, which may cause them to transition, will they be able to escape to a parallel world or via a portal?
They can sidestep it, yeah.
Will they manage to retain their parallel worlds if they sidestep to another world?
No, not so much.
Isn't Shah talking around the empty and the guff? If the population is obliterated quickly, isn't that the emptying the guff scenario? Going to the guff, too many people, pushed back, shot back
well,
here?
From what I
you
understand,
know
basically. The guff
basically, that's it. Do you know what that is, Shah, what I just said?
Well,
you heard us
I heard Ion say that the guff had closed and that they were instead going into an in-between world, which was rather alarming for people because they won't have Ion to comfort them. They'll be in this kind of purgatory. But I may
be that's true, but Ion then qualified that to me the other day and said, no, the emptying scenario hasn't happened yet, even though he did say the guff was emptied.
Oh, good. Well, that's very comforting to hear.
But see, now look at this. Now we're going back to the five. You're on the fifth floor. You got rid of Grandma's mirror, Mama's. It was actually your grandma's, but you think it was your mom's. But you didn't know. Mm-hmm. You couldn't know. It was important. It was important. And you had connection that was overwhelming the space that was the space. Okay, so now you're rolling back along here, and we're having the Sardis Church, which Jenny Bell has developed deliciously. We've now figured out the lampstand that poor Brian Johnson's been trying to do since Itch. You solved the osmium problem. You solved Fukushima and the purple, smoking on purple, it'll ease your mind. And it's in the colored music. Do you like the colored music, Jai? It's very delicious sometimes. Some little Yo Gotti and some Young Boozy and some Young Jeezy. Yes. All right. Every time. So now, Jai, go back to where you were.
I'd like to read the poem I wrote on the 3rd of February.
Not yet. No, not yet.
Not yet, Jai.
Let's do some more names. We know. We want some more nasty. You had some more nasty for us.
I deleted them. Well, I've got them on the other side because I've been thinking of them all week, unfortunately.
Bring them on.
The unpleasant ones, apparently unpleasant Armageddon, apparently there are non-human beings in human bodies. What will happen to non-humans?
You mean lifeless, numb, non-thinking people who don't make any decision for themselves and wander around aimlessly like zombies? Yeah, the Democrats.
No, I mean vampires, the living dead, and werewolves.
No, Democrats are much worse than those, darling. Democrats are far worse than all those demagogues. Don't worry about them. You can nut with a vampire, honey. He'll get you happy, so happy you can't see straight.
Couldn't they be put through a portal into a parallel world or somewhere so they could be happy sucking each other?
Oh, now she's talking about cunnilingus, y'all. This is so wonderful. See, every time a bell rings, Zappa gets it in the bum. It's so wonderful. This is just fabulous. So, yeah.
That's right. What'd you say about Zappa? What'd you say about Zappa, Carol?
Every time a bell rings, an angel and Zappa gets it in the bum. She's talking about sucking in the bum. She wants to put all the lamp buyers in another world so they can suck each other. Isn't that nice? I think this is a success, Bob. This is a success. Okay. Now, is there any special world? What if we moved them in all and you went to that world where they were? See, the problem when you start increasing this combination of too much sucking going on, there's not enough other things going on. So it would be better if it were diminished in a balanced base. It's like Carolyn's pate. Have you ever had Carolyn's pate? You have got to make that recipe. It is the bomb. It is amazing. It lasts forever, but it won't last for a second because you'll eat it up immediately. En croûte, it is just the bomb. So, Carolyn, put your pate recipe up. We'll do some real good. Peas and carrots. Or just send us some. That'd be all right, too. Send us some.
Okay.
That'd be even better. Okay. So now, what happens is you don't have to worry about those because there's a God. You direct them. Honey, you might need a little vampire one of these days. You might want some of the walking dead. Some of your most favorite people that you know are immortal. Not in a good way.
Gosh.
We did a whole series.
They're immortal,
Jeff.
They're not eternal. They're immortal in the physical.
They're handy. Don't you remember Princes of the Universe? The Highlander? Remember the Highlander series? You should watch that. Now, that's not everybody. Just Jeff, so she can get it. They're hot. They can get it, too. You'll like them. That'll help you. Born to be King. Princes of the Universe, you know. Blah, blah, blah. The Highlander series. Okay, but that's not a bad thing. All these things that you're thinking are nasty are real handy. Do you good?
Well,
That's not terrible. That's not terrible. Now give us some more nasty.
Well,
we were talking about the things that were going to eat your guts out. The things that would eat your guts out.
I was thinking of... Now the winds are unleashed and the parallel worlds sort of may collapse. Is this the result of furious creators engaging angelic assistants, thus escalating their impulse to extreme and unnecessary cruelty? Or is it a practical...
Well, it might.
it is practical, but it can be cruel. But some people like it rough, darling. I mean, that's what we're saying. Everything that you're saying is the worst thing you can ever imagine. Other people pay to have done to them. So the sliver between agony and ecstasy is so thin, you couldn't put a piece of gum foil between the two and know the difference. You see, so just from your bias, you're saying, oh, I can't take it. Taking a feather and tickling me is like a death by a thousand daggers. Some people can't. Some people are afraid of clowns, for Pete's sake. The silliest thing ever. And to be put in a room with clowns, they'd rather chop their own head off, which is what really radical Islam terrorists do. But that's another thing. So there you go. Anyway, back to the saddle, Pappy. What you're really talking about is the distance between the little men that are left and all the squishy things on the earth. Now, the squishy things on the earth are everything that are in the mire of life, the peat bog of your existence. Now, you don't go to the peat bog and get your neighbors out, because you'll end up in the mire yourself. You see, you keep yourself out of the mire, and your ascending ascension is, you ascend, and then you can just play with that all over. And it's kind of like the monkeys in the cage. You can just go to the zoo and admire them from afar. But you don't have to worry. They won't throw dung at you, darling. And if they do, it won't hit you. It won't make any difference. What you have to do is bring yourself into the place as you ascend on the fifth floor of the Church of Sardis. Very incredible that you would be right there in the corner of Comedy Central's version of the Pleiades, of a plethora of platitudes that permeate the promiscuous, persimmon-like passions plaything.
Very true.
You first take 8 ounces of concentrated lemon juice and 4 ounces of good, clean water that's never run through a pipe. 1 teaspoon of Himalayan sea salt. Okay, a good handful of peeled garlic, like 20 cloves. You whiz that in the blender. I mean, like pulse it down. Then you add 2 or so cups of macadamia nuts. You can use most nuts, but macadamia nuts are best. It does it. Filberts are okay too, but macadamia nuts are better. Okay, you can add less depending on what you want. Then you use this like a mayonnaise, like on chicken, tuna, protein, or any humongous salads with all kinds of good stuff. Isn't that great?
But you will stink to high heaven if you have 20 cloves of garlic.
No, you won't. It'll keep the vampires from sucking on you, honey.
It doesn't seem to work like that, but it's interesting, Shah, because just a week or so ago, Ion said something about, we were always looking for examples of the environment changing. He said, well, do you notice the cloves that you use? I always have a clove in my mouth. I get into the habit in my practice because, you know, just for a breath mint, but also as an anti-infective with all the people germing on me. And he said, did you notice the cloves really aren't spicy anymore? So, Ion, is the garlic getting less strong?
No, it's getting more strong. You're just absorbing it more. Do you remember the first time you tasted the magnesium and you thought you poisoned yourself with the old hexahydrate stuff? And it was like, yuck, yuck, yuck. And now you can swig it like it's good for good gin and juice. Now it's not so bad. That's like that too.
But anyway, Todd, we have all this garlic in us, and I never smell garlic on Bob's breath. Bob would know what garlic smelled like, so he wouldn't know.
Bob, if he ever smelled anything, he would divorce her immediately the same day. They would call the rabbi, and they would get a get the first day. He can't stand anything smelling.
Don't give him any ideas, Bob. Don't give him any ideas.
That's true. But yeah, he wouldn't stand it for 1 second. He has like the patience of nothing. He can't take it. We all work real hard to keep any odors out of his way. So then the point now becomes these things that you're comparing, just to make a comparison, say, oh, I wouldn't want that, or I do want that. You don't know. you don't know. Honey, have you ever been sucked up by a vampire? You might like it.
I wouldn't want to lose my soul and
well,
be sucked dry.
Honey, well, now we didn't say suck dry. Now we're negotiating, aren't we?
Well, you don't get a chance. You don't get any options. It depends on the vampire.
Really? Really?
Oh, you're
gonna
learn
really?
Here
you go.
Erase.
Right.
Wipe her mind, Aya. Wipe her mind.
No, she's fun to play with, Bob. It's like a bug. We're going to get this just fun. This
you're
fun.
A bug, Jack.
No,
you're
darling.
A bug.
Yeah, it's good. We're going to... No, we won't. It's good.
Like
now, here's the thing. Oh, now we're going to open it up flat. That's nice. But that's just an unfolding. We might unfold you a little bit. That might be all right. But no, see, the thing is, if you're the god, you get to drive. There's nothing that can harm you. There's nothing that can put you in the obituaries. Okay? Now, there are a lot of old bitches that are running around that could be in the area, but the obituaries, that's what they are in the area, but not necessarily. If it doesn't have anything negative to do with you, then it's just become a choosing and preferring. If you had every poison under the sun, moon, and stars sitting right there before you, and you were tasting them to see which one was going to make your enemies die, some people live their lives that way, you could find the one that was the least bitter. Okay? Now, when you're talking about devils and demons and all that kind of stuff, sometimes you're going to start noticing when you start smelling roses that there's significant evil afoot. Sometimes in the stigmata, people, when they bleed, they smell of, like, gardenia. Sometimes they smell of gardenia. And sometimes they have a hint of a coriander-ish smell, too. But those they're subtle. They're very subtle. Because gardenia is a subtle smell, too. But very pungent. You can tell what gardenia is. That horrible Shalimar perfume, you know, it's just terrible. Just like that, you know. So, now, here you go. These comparisons that you're saying that would say you would avoid for harm, there is no harm anymore. You can dispel it. You can try it, and then you go, poof. Then you're like, gone, and then you're like, poof. And it's gone away. All done. Finished. Finito. Bienvenido. So you don't have to worry about anything. So now you can try it. You can go down to the gay pub and get you a nice vampire and let him have a little taste. See if you like it or not. But honey, let's tell you what. Let me tell you what. A vampire gets a hold of your blood. Ooh-wee. You better not do that, darling. You might hurt that vampire's feelings, darling. You better not. You better not. Let that pass. Your blood has changed, darling. It's not as it was. And this is kind of new, because this is what you're clicking into. And this is the, you know when you go to bed at night and you think that the bed is all of a sudden soft? It's because you're not touching the bed anymore, darling. You're floating a bit. You're floating a bit lately.
I wondered if that was because you discussed with Jean, which I heard today on Iron and Bob, the whole matter of hydrogen and how that was like a helium balloon. And I wondered if that's why St. Francis and people who ascend and get
Vestal Goodman, she wore those real long Church of God gowns, and she had the big beehive hairdo. That's because she wasn't touching the ground most of the time, and it made it look like she just had a big hairdo. She wasn't that much taller than Howard, but she was always head and shoulders above them all because she was floating more times than not. Yes, Julie, your blood's changed too. They're feigning on us on the chat line. We have to keep up with the public. Bob gets upset if we leave them alone too long, you know.
Both.
And yes, you don't use walnuts, darling. They're too strong. It's okay, but they're too strong. Use almonds. Almonds are great. Might even be better. Sorry, we're just multitasking here. Always answering emails. Always answering emails. You know, the sick and dying. Oh, no, that's over at Carolyn's side. We don't mess with those people. The ascending ones is the ones that we work with. It's so much better. But she's helping all the death and dying ones. Good. God's little angel of death. Yeah. And we're God's answer to euthanasia. Isn't that wonderful, child? Okay, now let's talk about the teapot. Are you ready? Did you find it?
Yes.
Tell us about tea out of that pot.
It's absolutely velvety and silky. The
combination. It is amazing. It is amazing, isn't it? And
yes.
Darling, your tea, however fine, is twigs compared to the teapot.
It just looks quite simple, but there we are.
Oh no, it is amazing. It's amazing. And be careful. Don't. Joel, we're going to say be careful and don't nick it. But you're so careful with everything. You don't bust up anything, so you don't have to worry. You got that, all right? It's all good.
Thank you.
When you have fine things and you appreciate them, you always tend to them very well. Everything has its place, and every place probably should have a thing. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Good.
Yes,
okay,
Charles,
now,
we're going to take a break. We'll come back to your issues.
You
think about this vampire stuff. And I got to bring some other
no,
people.
No, the floating on the bed is the main part, and you're going to have to add a little more protein, darling. We love you, we adore you, you know we do. A little more protein. Sorry.
Thank you, Ion.
When you get up and you feel like your head's falling off, or it's spinning,
yes,
or light, or fluffy, the protein
yes
will help ground you back to the land.
Oh, okay. I don't
think
you have anything.
Well, we know, and that's the whole
in
point,
the
isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with a good, proper English breakfast? What would be wrong with that?
No, perfect. I've got the ingredients. I'll have
good
them. Thank
that's
you, Ion.
Nice. That's nice. In the land that our grandchildren knew.
Thank you.
Excellent. We're glad
thank
you enjoyed
you
the playlist, too. Be sure and listen to the colored music. It's our favorite.
I have done. I've listened to them all. And there's
isn't
more
nice
added.
Nice. They're always more added, yes.
Yes.
You like the Zappa
this
Cha?
Week's payday. This
you
week's
like Zappa
payday.
Cha?
Yes,
yeah,
I'm beginning to get
payday
a taste for Zappa.
We played his best interview ever. It's in the loop.
It would be lovely to hear Zappa exclusively drumming.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, he's a little drummer. Mm-hmm.
He started off as
we
a drummer.
We played it, Bob.
Yes,
it'd
be lovely
it,
to hear
we
just a
it
single passage of that.
And, you know, Zappa, one of his first interviews, he says, we don't know who the drummer is in the band. In other words, he considered all the instruments were percussive, so he didn't know who really was the drummer. Not the drummer per se. That was the original statement.
Well, thank God a dead man has brought us something original.
Yeah, okay, good. All right. Muted, and we'll
fine
bring in...
You're going to be fine. Now, you got that whole thing with the 5th floor, Sardis Connection, Jenny Bell, GQ, Fukushima, the whole nine.